Okay, how to perform under pressure. That's what we're going to talk about right now. And we're going to talk to JP Paulby Fry. Did I say that right?
You got that, Declan.
Did I?
Yep, pretty good.
Oh, good. I'm not going to attempt it again.
I wouldn't if I were you.
And JP is over here from Canada, on his way, actually, to the Rugby World Cup final. You didn't get to see the Canadian teams, though.
No, well, I saw them on TV, and unfortunately, it was actually a bit of a shocker. They lost to Ireland, which was very surprising because Ireland was ranked number 2 going in, and Canada was ranked 18, but we expected the Canadians to beat the... I'm just joking, of course. Anyway, no, the Canadians did not do very well.
Yeah, but nevertheless, who are you cheering for on tomorrow?
Well, I'm a huge New Zealand All Black fan. Yeah. So this is my big indulgence, is to come over and watch the Rugby World Cup. I've been to the last 3, actually. This is my 4th. And so I love the ethos of the team, the culture, the way they play. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, well, enjoy it. Now, I mentioned your book, How to Perform Under Pressure, The Science of Doing Your Best When It Matters Most. Put them under pressure is what our esteemed football manager used to say. Put the other team under pressure so that they would make mistakes. At the same time, there are people who love working to deadlines, and they want to be put under that pressure so they can write the best article and finish it just on time.
Yeah, it's there's a misconception, though. I will say this, and the book is all about the science. So what's really important for people to know is many people think, okay, some people do better under pressure, right? Some sportsmen, they're better under pressure. And the truth is, and this might surprise people, nobody is better under pressure. Pressure diminishes our ability to think, our ability to make decisions, grab our memory, you know, use memory, attend, use our attention. And so the truth is that for the All Blacks and the Wallabies tomorrow, or for Ireland in, you know, in their matches, or for any of us who are giving a speech, making a presentation, working with others, the truth is we will not be better in those moments. And that might sound negative, you know, aren't you supposed to be motivating people? No, the truth is that the science tells us we're all diminished by pressure, which just means you need to use a different strategy.
Yeah, but maybe we're not defining pressure correctly, because a friendly game that the All Blacks could be playing, they're not under pressure. It doesn't matter if it wins or not, unless you were just playing away. They're not as good in their skills as when they're under pressure to perform in the Rugby World Cup final. So explain.
Yeah, sure. So there's 3 characteristics of pressure. It's when the outcome is important to us. So importance is number 1. Number 2, when the outcome is uncertain, we're not sure which way it's going to go. You look at tomorrow's game. It's important to the All Blacks and the Wallabies to win. Heightened, right? Comes every once every 4 years. It's uncertain who will win. And the third part is when we're responsible for or being judged on the outcome. And that being judged is pretty important. But you make a great point. When those 3 characteristics are not present, we actually perform better. And that's why the whole story, and you might know this, the All Blacks have been every World Cup going in the favorites, and all of a sudden there's pressure and they haven't always performed. So it's actually a great study. And for all of us, what's really important, and the All Blacks won the last World Cup, part of the way they did it is they went in with this idea that to expect the unexpected, to expect it's not going to go the way they expect it, and to prepare for that. And that's what everyone who's listening really needs to think about. When you're giving that presentation, when you're in that pressure situation, don't expect to be perfect. If we expect to be perfect, when we're not perfect, we start to get down on ourselves. That's when we start to choke. And that's a really key part to the whole book and the work we do with athletes, whether it be Olympic athletes or professional
athletes.
Which
you've done, yeah. But I'm still a bit puzzled about it, because where does the adrenaline-filled anticipation come, and when is that not pressure?
Oh, so in other words, are you kind of wondering, doesn't it help us to have some pressure?
Yeah.
And so that, Declan, it's a great question. And here's what it's about. If we're bored, you know, and you're on the radio, so when you're not on the radio, maybe you can get bored. You're on the radio, you got to perform. We all need a bit of activation. The real question, though, is when it comes to those really high pressure moments, when there's more importance, more uncertainty, and when we're being judged on the outcome, The data is the data. So we need some activation. We need some arousal. We need some of that adrenaline. But when it crosses a certain line in our high pressure moments, that's when we get diminished. So we need some. There's no question about that.
Some people thrive on pressure, you hear.
No, it's a myth. Complete myth. I'll give you a couple examples. Okay. So I realize that, you know, we're in football and rugby country, but, you know, I'm from North America. If we look at some sports, let's say basketball, and we think who is the best pressure performer in the NBA, you know, National Basketball Association, everyone would say Michael Jordan of the Chicago Bulls. Well, I can tell you, we have data around this in the book. If you look at Michael Jordan, when he is shooting free throws, which is, you know, kind of a penalty shot in basketball, at the end of a game in the playoffs, his percentage goes far below his season or his playoff average. And guess what? He is like every other basketball player in history. Nobody does better in those moments. It's the same, again, I'm going to use a North American example only because that's where I'm from. Reggie Jackson was a New York Yankee slugger, a baseball hitter, and he was known as Mr. October because he had all these home runs in October. But when you look at the data again, his, you know, that season, that playoff run when he hit all these home runs was only equal to his fifth best season in his career. So in other words, here's the thing. We think some people do better under pressure, but it's just untrue, and it's a myth.
Well, there's some people who might agree with you as regards, say, Ian Madigan, who filled in number 10 for Johnny Sexton, and it came to pressure kicks, and some of them went astray.
You know, it's funny, Madigan...
He's probably done every single thing in practice. Right?
Absolutely, and Ian Madigan is he's a great player, a great number 10. He came in, when Johnny was hurt, he came into that game against France, I believe it was, and he actually played pretty well because I think he was just thrust in, he didn't have any time to think about it, and he wasn't perfect, but he didn't do too badly. In the week before the Argentina match, I think he was thinking about it, he felt more pressure, and unfortunately, you know, he probably wishes.
Okay, so that justifies your theory. Okay,
sure.
How to perform under pressure. Now, the relationship between pressure and concentration, what is that?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it's almost the same, you know, pressure in the same way. We need a bit of it to focus our minds. But what can also happen is that when we're under heightened pressure, what happens is, yes, we have focus, but we also have ruminating thought. And we start to, you know, we all have that judge in the back of our mind that sits there, and that critic, inner critic. And sometimes pressure can actually increase the frequency of that inner critic, which is what can diminish our performance.
Okay, right, okay. I'm starting to get it. I would have doubts of whether it's in all cases. I think there must be some people who have a different way of looking at it.
Well, I'll say this. Who are born
to pressure.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to push back and say the science tells us it's just categorically not true. But here's what is important, though. You know, I use the examples of Michael Jordan basketball and Reggie Jackson, and even think of Dan Carter for the All Blacks. They will be diminished by pressure, but these three individuals, they're just diminished less. So everyone's affected to a great degree, and they're just diminished less. And that's why you need a different strategy. So, I mean, it's really important for people to know this. If it's about minimizing mistakes, like tomorrow's game, the All Blacks Wallabies, I will say it here, and you guys can, you know, call me and disagree with me after the game if I'm wrong, but I will tell you that game will turn on who makes the mistakes, not who plays better than they've ever played before.
Okay, right. Sometimes the semifinals are better than the final.
It's true. That's very true.
Yeah. What do you do, JP? Generally, you write this book about pressure. You've mentored Olympic athletes.
Sure.
Tell us more.
Yeah. So I work at an organization called the Institute for Health and Human Potential. And if you go to pressurebook.com, you'll see all what we do. But we work with athletes, but more of our work is actually done with corporations and U.S. Navy, Army, these organizations under pressure, helping their leaders lead under pressure. So we help them manage really three areas: their emotions under pressure, their thinking under pressure, and their conversations under pressure. And I mean, although it's more corporate, as you can imagine, all of us benefit from being able to kind of manage our emotions or thinking or conversations under pressure. So yeah, I feel like the luckiest guy in the world. I get to go around and help people who are in, you know, in their difficult moments, be a bit closer to their best.
Very good. Okay, well, welcome to Ireland, even though it's a fleeting visit, and enjoy the game tomorrow. JP's from Canada, from Toronto. You might want to stay with us because we have a guy coming in who wants to talk to us about wine and where it comes from. I don't know if you have any interest in wine.
Oh, I have a lot of interest in wine. There's a region, California, Russian River Valley. The Chardonnay there is my favorite.
Okay, plug your book then.
Okay, well, listen, I'll say this. I want to leave people with at least something they can do. And so when you're walking into your next pressure moment, remember this. The physical sensations that you feel for an average athlete they will kind of appraise, or they will think of that and they'll say, I'm nervous. For the experienced athlete, that same physical sensation that they feel, they'll say, I'm excited. We have a choice whether we're going to look at how we're feeling as negative, a crisis, or we can look at it positive, like I'm excited, or a challenge. Crisis or challenge. It's one of the most important things any of us can learn and teach to our kids, because it's a choice we have. And it actually changes our brain chemistry, changes our ability to perform so that we're diminished less by pressure. So that's a big thing I'd probably want to leave for folks.
Very good. Okay, JP Pauly Fry.
Very well done, Declan. Okay. Nice.
And the book is called How to Perform Under Pressure, The Science of Doing Your Best When It Matters Most, available in Ireland?
It is. It's actually now in 20 countries. It's, amazingly enough, it is, what's it called, translated in Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Russian, Swedish. Who knew?
Blooming
Maybe out. It's going to be translated to Irish.
Yeah, I tell you. Yeah, okay. You've given us a taster anyway.